This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana became the latest state to ban or restrict gender-affirming medical care for transgender kids last Friday when Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte signed legislation banning the medical care. The bill and the discussion around it made worldwide and national news last week when exiled transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr told fellow lawmakers the law would leave blood on their hands. Under the new law, health professionals who provide care banned by the measure could have their medical licenses suspended for at least a year. They could also be sued in the 25 years following a banned procedure if a patient suffers physical, psychological, emotional, or physiological harm. Physicians could not hold malpractice insurance against such lawsuits. The law also prohibits public property and employees from being involved in gender-affirming treatment. During hours of emotional committee hearings in the Montana legislature, opponents testified that hormone treatments and, in some cases, surgery are evidence-based care supported by numerous medical associations and can be life-saving for someone with gender dysphoria, the clinically significant distress or impairment caused by feeling that one's gender identity does not match one's biological sex. Parents of transgender children testified that the bill infringed on their parental rights to seek medical care for their children. Opponents also noted that treatments such as puberty blockers and breast reduction surgery would still be legal for minors who are not suffering from gender dysphoria, a difference they argue is unconstitutional. Montana is one of at least 15 states with laws to ban gender-affirming medical care despite protests from the families of transgender youth that the care is essential. Montana's bill drew national attention after Republicans punished Zephyr for her remarks, saying her words were personally offensive. House Speaker Matt Regeer refused to let Zephyr speak on the House floor until she apologized. She has not. Zephyr decried the bill's signing, saying, "It is unconscionable to deprive Montanans of the care that we need. I know that this is an unconstitutional bill. It is as cruel as it is unconstitutional, and it will go down in the courts," Zephyr said. To trans youth, she added, "There's an understandable inclination towards despair in these moments, but know that we are going to win. And until then, lean on community because we will have one another's backs." Last Monday, Zephyr stood defiantly on the House floor with her microphone raised as protesters shouted, "Let her speak," disrupting House proceedings when Republican Speaker Matt Regeer refused to call on her to speak on a bill contrary to the House of Representatives' rules, which allow every representative to speak. Zephyr was then banned from the House chamber and its gallery and voted on bills from a bench in the hallway outside the House on Thursday and Friday. Lambda Legal, the American Civil Liberties Union, and the ACLU of Montana have said they will file a court challenge against the ban, which is set to take effect October 1st, starting a five-month clock in which Montana youth can try to find a way to work around the ban or to transition off of hormone treatment. The Montana chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics has said, "This bill is an overly broad blanket ban that takes decisions that should be made by families and physicians and puts them in the hands of politicians." Glacier National Park snowplow crews are making good progress this year clearing the Going to the Sun Road. Snowplows reached an important landmark on the west side last week. Working up from avalanche, snowplows reached the loop last week. That's the big turn where the road starts the main climb up to Logan Pass. On the east side, the plow crew is still working along St. Mary's Lake. Snowplow crews started plowing the road April 5th, initially working on clearing Two Medicine, Chief Mountain Road on the northeast corner of the park, and Many Glacier. Crews cleared deeper snow drifts that were 15 to 20 feet deep, but generally the road snow cover is between 7 to 10 feet deep. Every year, crews begin cutting away the tons of Montana snow that have piled up over the winter months, usually around the 1st of April, weather permitting. That starts an all-out effort to get the road open by early summer, something that typically happens before the 4th of July. It'll be a few weeks before a few parts of the road are open for biking or hiking. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.